Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi of Vayeshanan is, of course, the Aseres HaDibros, but I'd like to focus on is the preamble, if you will, is the Hakdama, because it cuts to the core of how the Ramban understands all of Sefer Dvarim. There's a beautiful Lishitaso here within the Ramban, and I think it's really a sod in terms of his understanding of not just Sefer Dvarim, but really, basically, it cuts the core of his understanding of Yadus, as I'll try to explain in just a few minutes. So just to review again, the Ramban's basic notion of Mishneh Torah, of Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos Le'mor, is that, there was Mamad Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibir Moshe El Kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was performing, the mitzvah of Hakel, before the mitzvah of Hakel is even reported to us in Parshas Vayelech, the penultimate mitzvah of the Torah. And he references the pasuk that begins Revi of Vayeshanan in that introductory essay, not in the Hakdama, but in the first essay, Dvarim Aleph Aleph. Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Again, so there you see the Kol Yisrael. Vayomer Lehem Shema Yisrael Sachukim Vesamishpatim Asher Nochi Dover Bezneichem Hayom Ulemadetem Osam Ushmartem Asosam Hashem Elokeinu Karas Imanu Bris Bechol Rev. So again, the Psukim work out so beautifully for the Ramban. It's really the other way around. The Ramban was such a careful reader of the Psukim that, Mamad Har Sinai is this ongoing revelation. And so what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to do is he's trying to explain that wasn't just a historical incident on Vav Sivan, but I'm here to elaborate on it. Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Zos Le'mor. And therefore, I'm doing it B'ma'amad Kol Yisrael, sort of to capture that original choreography of b'mamad kol Yisrael v'yotzei Moshe sa'am likras elokim lois avosino karas Hashem es habris hazos. He says the next generation, it wasn't just a historical event. Ki itanu anachnu elefo hayom kulanu chayim panim b'fanim diber Hashem imachem, right? Not just with your forefathers. Bahar mitoch ha'esh anochi omid bin Hashem v'nechem ba'es ahi. The Rabban's careful to point out anochi omid bin Hashem v'nechem ba'es ahi means spatially speaking, that Moshe was actually on the mountain, but he wasn't trying to get in the way, right? Lagid lachem is devar Hashem, ki yireisem ibnei ha'esh, velo alisem bahar lemor. And this is the Ramban's, again, idea, his notion that anochi and lo yelecha never change. Those are the only two dibros that don't have any changes at all, because mipi ha'gevura shema anum, we really heard all of the Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those are the ones that we understood, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's, just a very important foundational idea in the Ramban, that Sefer Dvar, Mishneh Torah, is Vayhi Vishurin Melech, is Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Melech, performing the first Hakel, as it were, and, then the Mitzvah, of course, is introduced that every 7 years, we renew, Mamad Har Sinai, which is something that really never ends. And it's the Ramban, the Shitaso, because the Ramban, right, the previous, this was in Sheni, we didn't develop it this year, but the Ramban has a love. Raki sham l'cha shmar nafshecha mod, pentishka chasadvarim asher ro'e necha, ufen yasur mavavcha kol yimei chayecha, ve'odatan v'nech li ve'venecha. He even has a formulation that that's a mitzvah saseh, yom asher amat zifnei Hashem b'lkecha b'chorei, v'mor Hashem ilai hakel li esa'am. There's the language of Hakel. Hakel li esa'am, v'ashmi mis devarai, l'man yilmedun li ra'oti, kol yimim asher hem chayim adama, v'es b'neihem yilamedun. So the Ramban says there's at least a lo saseh, there's a shechas halavin, and possibly a mitzvah saseh as well, to convey the experience of Mamad Har Sinai. And the Ramban thinks that this is a guarantor, it's part of what will ensure, a sense of Moshe Emes, v'soraso Emes, that the only way to really guarantee that proposition is that if every generation hears directly from their parents that we stood at Har Sinai, it wasn't Moshe making it up, but Moshe, of course, was merely a shaliach, and we know that because we encountered the mishaleach, one fine day, Vav Sivan, Behar Chorev, Hisham l'cho shmor nafshecha me'od, pentishka chesadvarim, asher ro'u einecha ufen yasur mevavcha kol yimei chayecha. So again, for the Ramban, right, there's the notion that there's an Issa Daraisa forgetting Mamad Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu's entire project in Sefer Dvarim, Eilu HaDvarim Asher Dibir Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayikra Moshe, beginning of Revi'i, just before, the purpose of Sefer Dvarim, after the long Hakdama of, explaining why we weren't in Eretz Yisrael already, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem, right, Moshe Rabbeinu had to explain, the Mishneh Torah, B'mamad Kol Yisrael, to make sure that it was a legitimate extension of Mamad Har Sinai. So the Ramban's idea of, you know, Mamad Har Sinai being not a historical event, lo es avosenu, but panim b'fanim deber Hashem imachem bahar mitocha esh, is captured in that lav of Raki Shamer Lecha. It's captured in the very essence of Sefer Dvarim. It's also captured, I would add, you know, in the Ramban's notion, as he explains both in his Akdama to Sefer Shmos and his Akdama to Sefer Bamidbar, of the idea of Kedusha of Har Sinai transferring to the Mishkan, and from the Mishkan, of course, to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know, you know, from the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha Sashchina Zeina B'Tela Li Olam, Kedusha Yerushalayim is suffused with the Kedusha Sashchina. I'm drawing a little bit here on the Rambam, but basically that's the idea. So that the Kedusha of Har Sinai, that Kedusha Samakom, you know, became, Kilovatim Adata Lahamenucha Vil Hanachala, transferred already to Yerushalayim. So the real yesod here is, you know, Matan Torah as an ongoing experience, remembering Mamad Har Sinai, Sefer Dvarim as a project in extending that experience, the particular mitzvah of Hakel as a specific requirement that Moshe Rabbeinu really created the framework for, as Vayivi Shurin Melech, as the first Melech to explain the Torah to the Jewish people. It's no accident that we read from Sefer Dvarim, you know, during Hakel, and then of course the Ramban Lashitaso, that it's not just about, remembering the events of, you know, Matan Torah, but also the idea that the Kedusha literally was transferred from Har Sinai, Bimshocha Yovel, Hema Yalu Vahar, the Kedusha didn't stay there, but it moved into the Mishkan, from the Mishkan, you know, to the Mikdash, Kedushas Yerushalayim. So, you know, Mamad Har Sinai is, of course, an ongoing, really perpetual experience for the Ramban at many different levels.